This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
In the whole country, there might be one or two Democrats I ever think are reasonable. One of them is Mayor Carolyn Goodman of Las Vegas, where I broadcast my show right here on 790 AM, KBET. Mayor Goodman is a Democrat, registered, but a very conservative, pro-business Democrat. I love her. I love her husband, Oscar. Mayor Goodman, moments ago, called the business shutdown total insanity. Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman called sweeping non-essential business closures total insanity as she once again pushed for Governor Steve Sisolak to open the state up for the sake of economic recovery. This shutdown has become one of total insanity, in my opinion, she said, for there is no backup of data as to why we are shut down from the start, no plan in place how to move through the shutdown or how even to come out of it. In contrast, the advice of national and local health professionals, I'm so sick of hearing that term professionals. You know, go back 30 years. 30 years ago, I was the number one sports handicapper in America, and I was making millions of dollars. And I decided my gift in life was to be a national radio talk show. It's like Rush Limbaugh. And I wanted to do that. And I literally started to create a demo tape of me ranting on the radio about the things I believe in. And 30 years ago, my number one topic in my demo tape to become Rush Limbaugh, and of course it didn't happen until 26 years later, which was 4 years ago when I began on the radio and it turned into national radio, national TV. But my demo tape 30 years ago was me ranting about experts. Experts are idiots, I said. Experts know nothing about anything. They're just very good at presenting the bad stats they have and the lies they have and the BS they have. Basically, they're BS artists. I don't care if you got a doctorate, MD after your name. I don't care if you have a PhD after your name. I don't care if you appear all the time on CNN, MSNBC, or Fox News. You're just a BS artist. Experts don't know anything. I will take the average guy or gal on the street. What did William F. Buckley say? I would take the first 600 people in the Boston phone book to lead me, to lead my country, to lead my state, rather than one single Harvard law graduate. Right? And that's how I feel. You've got a problem here. Everything is about experts, and when they use the word professionals, because you got a white smock and an MD, and I like doctors, but let me tell you, the big government doctors, the head of the CDC and the WHO, those people don't know anything. They certainly know nothing about money. They're leading us to disaster. So Carolyn Goodman, it says here, in contrast, that's the mayor of Las Vegas, in contrast to the advice of national and local health professionals who continue to urge social distancing and self-quarantine measures amid a pandemic roiling the world, the mayor said businesses should be allowed to reopen throughout Nevada. To do so, she indicated, would put a cap on the negative effect the shutdown has had on families, small businesses, and the city's signature tourism industry, because being closed is killing us. The longer we wait to do this, the more impossible it will become to recover and return to the home we all know and love. Governor Sisolak's office did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Now, here's the only thing I would say about Carolyn Goodman. I, Wayne Root, for once in history, I'm being a little bit more reasonable than Carolyn, because I agree with her. Number one, shutting down business was insanity. Number two, we got to reopen right now. But I don't think we have to, there's a compromise here. We don't have to abandon social distancing, as I have argued from day one. I don't know if it's right, because I personally think probably herd immunity would have been a better idea from day one than social distancing. But it's too late for that. We didn't go the herd immunity way. You know, you let everybody be exposed to it, and some of them will get sick, and a few of them will die, very sadly, but a few died anyway. It's very sad. I don't like anybody dying. But most of them will recover and then have immunity. The society will have immunity. But forget that. It's too late for that. The point is, now, even if I argue with it, go with social distancing, go with spacing, go with masks, go with gloves for a while. But none of this ever makes liberals happy. Give them an inch, they take a mile. Liberals have this personality. Whatever you give them, they're never happy. Let one illegal in, it's got to be 30 million. Let 30 million in, it's got to be the whole gosh darn country's got to be illegal aliens. And once they're in, it's not that you just let them in. You got to let them be lawyers. You got to let them be police officers while they're illegally in the country. You got to allow them to get money that citizens can't even get. It's all insanity. You got to give them free health care while I pay top dollar. You got to give them free college while my kids pay top dollar. It makes no sense. You give them an inch, they want a mile. So you do it my way. You compromise. You open business. Everything opens up again. But everyone practices all this safe hygiene and this social distancing. And everybody does the best they can to survive for a while. But liberals aren't going to let up. I'm telling you. Did you see the comments coming out of California? Gavin Newsom, Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles. There's going to be no sports in 2021. There's going to be no businesses reopening until I tell you we can reopen. And here's the 800 rules you got to follow. And if all 800 aren't completely in the clear, 100%, I won't let you reopen. They're never going to let go. So basically, we've just got to put our foot on their necks. You know, we got to go after them. As my great buddy in Florida, Matthew, says today, you know, pick up the phone. He says, make that your saying, Wayne, from now on. You're home. You're trapped. You have nothing to do. Pick up the damn phone and call every politician and tell them you want the economy reopened. Reopen the economy. Pick up the phone, call the politicians, and tell them we want to reopen the economy. And tell them one other thing. Where are the tests? Get us tests. Because that's the key to all of this. Once you test... And I, by the way, I don't think you need tests first. I think all you have to do is say, if you're old, if you're sick, if you have diabetes, if you're obese, you're going to have to stay home for a little while. Everybody else needs to get back to work. The younger and the healthier need to get back to work. And we need to make the economy go and grow again. But it would all be easier if we had tests. Because what those tests would prove is, if you either have been exposed to it and it didn't come out, or you were exposed to it and had it and you beat it, or you've never even been exposed to it and you're completely healthy, all those groups need to get back to work. And the people who have it right now need to stay home. That's all you have to do is test. Where are the tests? Now, my liberal friends would say, Wayne, you're blaming Trump. Trump's a bad guy. Where are the tests? No, I'm not. There's only one group responsible for this. It's the CDC. That's their only job in government, is to make sure that they protect us against the pandemic, and to make sure that there are plenty of tests and plenty of ventilators and plenty of masks and plenty of uniforms, smocks and gloves and whatever else a doctor and a nurse needs to wear. That's the CDC's fault if it's not available. That's not Trump's job. There's no politician that's elected unless they're a doctor. There's one or two of them. Rand Paul's a doctor. Unless you're a doctor and you're elected to office, you don't know anything about preparing for a pandemic, and you don't know how to prepare for a pandemic, and you don't know what equipment is needed and what uniforms are needed and what protective gear is needed. You have no idea. Donald Trump doesn't know any of this. Donald Trump and I have been in business our whole lives. I never been to a hospital till last year when I had a kidney stone surgery. That was outpatient. I was barely there. I didn't even stay one night. I've never been in a hospital in my life. Knock on wood, thank God. I don't know anything about what doctors and nurses do. I don't know anything about what they need. I don't know anything about pandemics. It's not my job to know. It's Dr. Fauci's job to know. How come no one on the left is calling for his head, his scalp? He's the one that should have known this was coming. He's the one that should be prepared for it. And no matter what we ask for, they want longer and longer. Close the businesses longer. Close the states longer. We have got to do it right now, the safe way, the healthy way, and the non-violent way. We've got to do it the civil disobedient way. You're home, pick up the phone. Call every politician. Call the White House. Call your congressman. Call your two senators. Call your governor. Governor Sisolak here in Nevada. Call your mayor, Carola Goodman. Tell her you agree with what she's saying. You've got to call every politician, and we've got to demand they open the economy. And also say, where are the tests? If you want us to take tests, then where are the tests? We're not going to wait any longer. If we're healthy and we feel good, we're going back. It's either going to be May 1st or it's going to be massive civil disobedience. Are you going to arrest every business owner in Las Vegas? We should all reopen on the same day. But But you've got to let us reopen. We're going to reopen one way or the other. But if you can't get us tests, we're just going to go reopen. But we're perfectly willing to wait for tests if they're available on May 1st. Get us tests. Find out who's sick and who's not. Anyone who's sick has got to stay home. Anyone who's not sick has got to go back to work. It's as simple as that. And Michiganders, meaning the people of Michigan, against excessive quarantine exploded on Facebook today. And let me find the other article about the marching on the state capitol in Michigan. All of this, well, we have politicians telling us that we're going to pay for illegal aliens. I mean, you talk about insanity. You talk about total insanity. I can't find, I'll find it for the next segment, but I want to read you what they're saying on Facebook. After Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer issued new oppressive regulations, even barring private gatherings of any size. Meaning, you know, last night I had my three children at my house. You know, I had my fiance Cindy and I hosted my three children. And they came over, my wonderful kids, 12 years old and 16 years old and 20 years old. And we had a great time. She'd say, you can't do that. You can't see your own kids. They've started a Facebook page called Michiganders Against Excessive Quarantine. And one of the people, I guess they don't want to remain anonymous, right? Because they probably think they'll be arrested. Oh, no, this guy says he gave his name. Garrett Soldano started a Facebook page. He said, I'm going to reach out to 500 people. Hopefully there are 500 people like me. The page now has 334,000 subscribers. He says, when you're talking about our basic freedoms, when you're telling us what we can and can't buy, that's where I have a problem. That's where I decided to stand tall. Michiganders are hurting right now, and people are hurting to provide for their family, and that's where I have a problem. That's where this virus does not have the teeth to support that. 25,000 people have tested positive for COVID-19 in Michigan. 1,600 have died. Millions are being held hostage with these restrictive stay-at-home orders and keep-your-business-closed orders. And it's just not acceptable. You're not even, no politician has even proved to me that this is making a difference. You can't prove to me that if my business opens with gloves, with masks, with social distancing, with spacing, that there would be any further increase in illness. You can only prove to me if I didn't, if I got rid of all that. This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now, today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, finest known, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world that's just out of control. Look, even though I love Trump, I always knew he'd spend and spend and spend. Because Congress is never going to ever stop spending. Trump doesn't have the line item veto. Trump is used to debt, right? He spent his whole life in debt, but still a billionaire. So it never really bothered him. He had no problem with debt. It kind of reminds me of Thomas Jefferson, one of our greatest presidents ever, who was a rich man and had a mansion and a you know, an incredible business empire and an incredible, you know, many, many thousands of acre farm in Monticello, Virginia, I believe it was. And still died heavily in debt. So Trump has a thing with debt. He's been heavily, heavily in debt his whole life. And yet he's made billions of dollars while in debt. So I knew he'd spend and spend and spend. I knew he'd create millions of jobs and make the economy rev and lots of great things would happen. But the national debt would just keep going up and the national deficit would keep going up. And by the way, that's happened with every president. Ronald Reagan made it go up dramatically. Nobody ever cuts the debt, ever. Ever. So I knew it was time to buy gold and silver, and of course it's rocketed. What did gold and silver do today? I always do this stuff live while I'm on air with you. I have no idea if it went up or went down, but I'm going to take a look right now. Gold was up $2.40 to $17.42. Silver was up a lot more again. Silver's really been up a lot lately to almost $16 an ounce. And so gold and silver up again today. I don't know how many days in a row that's been, but they've done fabulous lately. Gold is at a seven-year high. I don't know about silver. But I know that it's hard to find gold or silver coins anywhere in the United States at any coin shop because they're just sold out. and Finest Known has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. And now they're here on my show, and I told them, go big or go home for my audience, and they went big. And so they're offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. They're offering you up to 100 of them at dealer cost, meaning you get them wholesale. They don't make a penny, but they've got a new customer, and they hope in the future you'll buy more from them. So the very first sale, they don't make a dime, and you get it at the best price possible at a time where it's at the highest price possible. You're getting the best price possible, wholesale. Call Finest Stone today and reserve 100 silver American Silver Eagles, and they will include the book, Everything You Need to Know to Buy and Sell Gold, absolutely free. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com, finestknown.com. Tell them Wainwright sent you, and they will treat you like a VIP. They will treat you fabulous. And if not, contact me, wainwright@gmail.com, and I will take care of you. Believe me, there's not a single advertiser or sponsor who has ever not treated my customers fabulous. And if they do, I call them, and they get treated fabulous. There is no other option. So wainwright@gmail.com. I'll keep my boot on the neck of all my advertisers to treat you like the VIP that you are. Again, I just want to stress, a lot of you don't have jobs anymore. You have nothing but time on your hands. A lot of you still hopefully have a business. You're not quite sure what the future will bring. You're scared, but you're home. You have nowhere to go, nothing to do. So spend all day, or at least a portion of the day, calling the politicians and complaining and telling them to open up the economy, open up the economy, open up the economy, open up the country. And get us some tests, which will make it easy to counter the liberal argument, because the liberals will never stop. They just want to destroy this economy, they want to destroy this country, and they want to destroy this president. They will never stop. So what you've got to do is we've got to have tests to prove anyone who isn't sick or was sick and recovered completely, we've got to go back to work, and we've got to reopen our businesses, and we've got to reopen the economy, and we've got to be the pioneers. We're a nation of risk takers, just like the pioneers went west. Go west, young man. The Indians were shooting arrows at us and burning our wagon trains to the ground and shooting us. And it was freezing. Some of us froze to death. Some of us starved to death. Some of us didn't have water. Some of us burned in the desert heat. No matter what we did, if you were a pioneer and you went west, you blazed a new trail, but a lot of you died blazing that new trail. America's a nation of risk takers. We've got to go back to work. And if you're healthy and never got sick, never got exposed, or you've been exposed and you never got sick, or you were exposed and you were sick and you recovered, we have every right to be pioneers like those original pioneers or those original pilgrims and reopen the American economy. Go out there and fight like we're pioneers heading west. Call the politicians, call the politicians, call the politicians. Pick up the phone. You're home. Call the politicians, from Trump to senators to governors to congressmen to mayors to councilmen. Call them and tell them reopen the economy. Simple as that. We've got to become an army. Wayne Al LaRoute, the warrior, you've got to be an army. I got to be an army. We got to be an army. Call it the war army, the root army. But we got to make sure the politicians know that we're screaming loudly, reopen the economy.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The
Paycheck Protection Program is set up to loan small businesses money so they're then able to keep their employees on the payroll. Now, this program is set to run out of money by Thursday. Republican Senator from Wyoming, John Barrasso, tells Fox News Nancy Pelosi is blocking more money being added to this program.
Once again, Nancy Pelosi with her liberal wish list is saying, no, we're not going to approve that unless you do all of these other things, spending money on other things that right now are not the focus of the American public. People need their paychecks.
President Trump says he will unveil guidelines for governors on Thursday on how to reopen the country from the coronavirus shutdown. During the White House briefing, the president says data is showing progress in stopping the spread of the respiratory illness. He also said many places across the nation may be past peak of the outbreak. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We'll be right back.
Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I feel so vindicated. You know how many times I've said China did this to us, China did this to us, China did this to us. This didn't come out of some wet market. Come on. This is ridiculous. At the very best case scenario, I mean, instead of pure war aiming at us and trying to take out the world's economy, in the best scenario, China let it out of a biowarfare lab. And then once it got out, it was a massive cover-up, you know, to try and, you know, pretend that they weren't incredibly incompetent, incredibly reckless, and incredibly dangerous, and that put the whole world on fire. And by the way, once it happened, I'm a firm believer what happened to the U.S. stock market. I believe China short-sold the United States stock market and knocked it down and knocked it down and knocked it down thousands of points. And then on the way back, they bought all the stocks up cheap. Now they own the stocks of the United States of America. I'll bet you money that's what happened. So before I get to my wonderful guests, brand new Fox News report out, breaking news, sources believe coronavirus originated in a Wuhan lab as part of China's efforts to compete with the United States. That's the latest news. It originated in a Wuhan laboratory, not as a bioweapon, they claim, but as part of China's effort to demonstrate its efforts to identify and combat viruses are equal to or greater than the capabilities of the United States. Multiple sources who have been briefed on the details of early actions by China his government tell Fox News. This may be the costliest government cover-up of all time, one of the sources said. The sources believe the initial transmission of the virus was bat to human and that patient zero worked at the laboratory and then went into the population in Wuhan. So, I mean, it always was China. It always was the Chinese flu. It always was a Chinese virus. It always was a biowarfare lab. And the only question was, did they purposely unleash it on America and the world to destroy our economy and defeat our trade deal? Or did it get out by mistake, and then it was a massive cover-up to keep the Communist Party of China and Premier Xi from looking like idiots and fools that damaged the whole world? And by covering it up, they made the damage so much worse. So many thousands of more people died. So many tens of thousands more people died than had to die. And so many hundreds of thousands got sick that didn't have to get sick. And they damaged the economies of the world by the trillions and trillions of dollars. Either way, it's all China's fault, and it's all the World Health Organization's fault, and we must put our boot on their necks and hold them accountable. And I called it from day one, and I guarantee you they were part of the wreckage of the United States stock market as well, and I guarantee you they bought back stocks at the absolute lowest price. Now they own some of the blue-chip greatest companies in America at the very cheap. Very, very scary what's happened in our country. It's all in the hands of China. Cheryl Chumley is with us, opinion editor for the Washington Times, author of The Devil in D.C., Winning Back the Country from the Beast in Washington. Her recent columns are all at thewashingtontimes.com, or actually get rid of the, just washingtontimes.com. Cheryl, welcome back to the Wayne Allyn Show.
Wayne, always great to chat with you. How are you?
Yeah, I mean, just sickened by what's happened to our economy. It's so bad. It's so bad we're never going to recover in very quick fashion. This is going to take years and years or decades and decades. And it all happened because of China. There's no doubt in my mind that this is because of China's reckless, you know, cover-up of what happened. And they made the whole world sick and made the whole world broke. And it's just sickening. And we've got to find a way to punish them and to get revenge. And I don't know. I'm not smart enough to know what that way is, Cheryl, but I know it's got to happen because you can't unleash this on the world and make everybody broke and ruin every businessman and woman in America and ruin our economy and make everyone jobless and penniless. People are scared. They're in food lines, bread lines. China did all of this, and it is purposeful. If they covered it up purposefully, then it's purposeful. It's manslaughter instead of first-degree murder, but it's still murder. It's very disappointing.
Yeah, and let's not, I mean, you mentioned the economic angle, but let's not forget the fear that's just swept across this country, and our Constitution has just been completely crumbled. You know, it's a constitutional crisis going on right now in this country. People's civil rights have been suspended. They have nowhere to turn because most of the courtrooms at the local level are closed down. And so people are just, they're putting faith face masks on, for crying out loud, which is an Asian thing. It's not an American thing.
Exactly.
And they can't go out and earn money. They're supposed to sit at home and wait for the government bailout check, which how un-American is that, right? What happened to entrepreneurial spirit and work for yourself and self-sufficiency?
Well, it's all gone.
It's gone.
Wiped by virus.
China, yes. And I am so happy that President Trump came out and he pulled that projected $893 million that the State Department had set aside for World Health Organization funding. And now you've got Trump coming out and taking a strong stand on that. So I'm with you. China's got to pay and got to pay big for this damage.
And the WHO has got to pay. And I just find it weird, because this goes with one of your topics. Why is Nancy Pelosi and the Democrat Party so in love with the World Health Organization? Why is Bill Gates so in love with the World Health Organization? Why are they all tied in to pretend to protect the Chinese? Why aren't they for America and Americans and America first? What is the deal with Bill Gates' obsession with vaccines and the WHO?
Yeah. Now, Nancy Pelosi, she's a globalist, so of course she's going to be on board with anything at the UN level. But Bill Gates has a long-standing relationship with the World Health Organization. He is, first off, the second largest funder of the World Health Organization, after America previously, before Donald Trump pulled our funding. His reputation is so ingrained as a policy influencer at that world body that even Politico, back in 2017, Politico, no right-leaning news outlet, by the way, dubbed him the doctor of the world. And basically, when Bill Gates speaks at the World Health Organization on policy, the World Health Organization listens. So they are tied at the hip with funding. They're tied at the hip with policy. And the thing about Bill Gates is he's an unelected official who's been able to successfully push un-American, unconstitutional provisions and regulations on America right now based on his own interpretation of coronavirus numbers.
Right. It's very, very, very scary stuff and very disappointing what's happened in this country. And I can't help being worried. I think that one thing that unites both the left and the right, I saw an article the other day, Cheryl, by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and it's very rare, probably never in history has Wayne Root ever agreed with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., but he's very anti-vaccine. Way too extreme for me, by the way. I'm not extremely anti-vaccine, but I'm worried about vaccines, and I don't think they're always safe. And, you know, I've always said on this show, I wouldn't buy a first-year car because they always have mistakes that they, you know, kinks they got to work out. And in year two, they're all perfect again. I would never take a year one vaccine. There's going to be people who die by large numbers from a year one vaccine. And here you've got, you know, Robert Kennedy Jr. talking about how many people have died in Africa from vaccines, and especially Bill Gates-backed vaccines. The first time we start using vaccines in America, you've got to react with caution for your children. I'm telling you, it's not that cut and dry that everyone should rush to get a vaccine.
You do have to be cautious, and here's where the really frightening part comes in. What you describe is an individual's choice to take the vaccine or not.
It's not going to be a choice, right?
It's not going to be a choice. What's happening right now, by Dr. Anthony Fauci's own words, is he wants to implement something called contact tracing in America, which is akin to what South Korea did when coronavirus broke out. What that means is it's using technology to track which citizens have been immunized or taken the vaccine against coronavirus and which haven't, and then using the technology to track when the two groups come in contact with each other. So say I get the vaccine and I walk by you, Wayne, who doesn't have the vaccine. Well, the technology will alert the health officials at the government level that, boop, boop, you know, red flag, there's a vaccinated individual in contact with an unvaccinated individual. And there will be a response time from health officials at the local level to come approach you or me. I mean, this is in his own words. You got to look up Anthony Fauci, what he's been advocating, and it's a little bit frightening. It's a little bit government surveillance on American citizens.
Oh, it's not a little bit. That's worse than that. I think it's much worse. You know, in China, they track you, and if you don't have the vaccine, I don't know about vaccines, I'm not sure if they track you about vaccines, but I'm just saying the way they're going to apply in America, as they do in China, is they'll track you with your cell phone everywhere you go, everything you do. And if you don't have a vaccine, then you won't get the government seal of approval. They won't let you on an airplane. Now you can't travel. Now you can't go anywhere if you're one of the people who doesn't believe in the vaccine. So they'll say you can't get on the train. They'll say you can't get on a plane. They'll say you can't get on a cruise ship. So your life has now been destroyed by your desire to keep your children safe from a first-year vaccine that's unproven. And we all know some people will die. Some will get very sick. Some may never recover. Some might be paralyzed for life because of a vaccine. And we know this happens all the time. The vaccine industry covers it up. The government covers it up for them. It happens every day. I'm not anti-vaccine. I've never been anti-Big Pharma. You know, I know Big Pharma spends a lot of money and creates things that save people's lives. I would never criticize the polio vaccine, the smallpox vaccine. But there are some that are unnecessary, and there are too many out there. And I would be very cautious about a first-year vaccine involving coronavirus. And, oh, by the way, let me bring up one other point, Cheryl. When you think about the flu vaccine, and they keep saying, oh, the flu vaccine, it's always got last year's flu in it, which does absolutely nothing. It doesn't protect you one iota from this year's flu. They got the whole American public completely conned. I'm willing to take tomorrow a polio vaccine and a smallpox vaccine, but the flu vaccine has nothing to do with this year's flu. The odds are almost zero that it'll protect you against the flu going around this year. So why does anybody take it? Because they've all been brainwashed into believing you have to take it. There's so many questions. Stay with us, Cheryl, because I want to talk to you about Bill Gates, about Dr. Fauci, and about the Walmart CEO and toilet paper. More when we get back with Cheryl Shumley from the Washington Times. Her columns are at WashingtonTimes.com. Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, otherwise known as The Warrior. See you in a sec. Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. The Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves with a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I personally have been using my Dr. Suggest silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. And no more brain fog in the morning. Plus, their silver skin gel has made my skin look look the best of my life. It's been amazing for me. I use all their products from morning until night. I personally recommend my doctor suggests every day to my listeners. Now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel Liquid and Lozenges. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll-free 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com and enter the promo code ROOT to get 20% off mydoctorsuggest.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. And I can only tell you what it does for me. I've personally been using My Doctor Suggests silver products for 4 years. Before they ever became a sponsor of the show, I recruited them to become a sponsor of the show because I love their products so much. No colds or flu for 4 years, never even had a sniffle. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. No more hoarse voice. No more brain fog in the morning. And I sleep much less. I used to sleep about 7 hours a night. I always wanted 8, but I could never get there. But I would sleep 7. Now I sleep about 5, 5 and a half. And I wake up sharp as a laser-guided missile with no brain fog. The second I wake up, my eyes open and I'm ready to go. And that's usually between 5 and 5:30 in the morning now. Once in a while, I sleep to 6 now. I used to sleep till 7. Plus, the silver skin gel has made my skin look the best of my life. I use their products from morning till night, and I personally recommend My Doctor Suggests every day to my listeners. Say Wayne Allen Root sent you, and you get 20% off every single order, from the first order to the next 50 orders. Doesn't matter. You get 20% off every order by saying Wayne Allen Root sent you, or I love the Wayne Allen Root show, or I heard about you on Wayne Allen Root. Call toll-free 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com and enter the promo code ROOT to get 20% off mydoctorsuggest.com. Back with Cheryl Chumley. Cheryl, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So I had a rant in the segment before you got on.
I love it.
Big surprise, right? And my rant was, look, you're all home. You're trapped at home. You got kind of nothing to do. Certainly you have more time than you've ever had before. Even if you work a lot like me, you still have a little more time than you've ever had. Use the time to do something constructive. Pick up the phone and call every politician from the White House to your congressman, to your senators, to your governor, to your mayor, to your councilman, and tell them, reopen the damn economy. Reopen the damn economy. Reopen the damn economy. What do you think about my idea?
Oh, you've got to open it now. I am not in favor of just slowly opening the economy, opening things for business in little spots around the country. I say let's go. Go big and go bold and open it now and just let the chips fall where they may. People who are fearful of catching coronavirus
certainly
can stay home, right? That's
right.
What we do. When we're sick, we stay home. When we feel like we may get sick, we work around it. We stay home. You know, but why shut down the entire nation because of some fears based on numbers that, first off, aren't factual, and second off, are based on computer modeling that we know isn't factual?
Right. No, agreed. And I figured you'd agree with me on the idea of reopening the economy. But I meant, what do you think of my idea that everyone's home? That might as well, you know, pick up the phone and dial for dollars, call all their politicians and let them know. We've got to speak out as one. This is a great time. Normally, people are busy. Even I'm too busy to make a call to a politician. But right now, you've got time. Time on your hands for at least another 2 weeks, maybe another four. My guess is most states don't reopen until May 15th. Today's April 15th. So you've got 4 weeks with nothing to do. Pick up the phone and badger the politicians every single day for the next month. Right? Good idea.
No, brilliant idea. As a matter of fact, it's the only way this country has a chance of returning to any type of normalcy, meaning constitutional, economically viable, and prosperous. And the reason why is, if you look at what's going on now, in the few spots around the country where people are protesting a little bit, the government is cracking down hard. So we need to, as an entire nation, just inundate, flood our politicians with calls, emails, texts, whatever, personal visits. Let them know that we, as the American citizens, you know, we did our good time, we did the good neighbor thing, and now we're done with it, and it's time to get back to a constitutional America where the economy is chugging along. They have to hear from us, Wayne, and you're absolutely right. They have to hear from us in a big, loud, massive voice.
All right, so you know I like catchy things. Pick up the phone, flood the politicians, open the damn economy. That's all you have to remember. Pick up the phone, flood the politicians, open the damn economy. Wayne Root and Cheryl Chumley are giving you your marching orders. Get going. It's the Root Army. Get going. Hey, last question for you. I don't know if you have any answers to this because I just don't have any. If you really want to fight the liberals, they're going to demand you can't go back to work until you get tested. So my question is, where are the tests? I want everyone in America, all 330 million of us, to be tested. And once it's proven that you haven't gotten sick or you're not sick anymore, then you can go back to work. So where are the tests, Cheryl? Why don't we have them? It's not Trump's fault. It's Fauci's fault. That's the CDC's responsibility, not the president, who's a CEO, not a doctor. Why are they so unprepared? Why can't they catch up?
Yeah, I think they're busy trying to develop manufacturing that can make the test. You know, Bill Gates is pushing that hard, so we'll see what comes of that in the next few weeks.
All right, Cheryl Chumley, opinion editor for the Washington Times. I think that was Cheryl's way of saying exactly what I say. I have no idea why we don't have more tests. Come on, where are the tests, guys? Get going.
Here you go, Wayne.
I want to prove that I'm healthy. Come on. Get me in the game, coach. Get me off the damn bench. I want to go in and fight. Opinion editor for the Washington Times, Cheryl Chumley, author of The Devil in D.C., Winning Back the Country from the Beast in Washington. Her recent columns are all found at WashingtonTimes.com. Cheryl, thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Wayne Allyn, when we get back, I have so much more I haven't got to. I've got a stack of stories here that's like 8 stories high. I could build apartment buildings with my stack. And all of it's important. And we'll try and get to it in the next hour. Wayne Allyn, the Warrior.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S.
Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.